entered access code 648568.
Now, the word to refer in Hebrew is nabat, nabat,
nabat,
nabat,
nabat, meaning to regard with pleasure, to favor, to care, to consider, and to have respect. When you study the book of Mark, chapter 14, you can learn a valuable lesson concerning brokenness. Many precious friends in the service of the Lord are bowing to walk in the anointed in a high level, but find themselves at the same measure they started. It is because
I have a question. It says here that many precious friends in the service of the Lord are battling to walk in the anointing in a high level. So it's showing those various levels of walking in the Spirit.
Right.
Okay.
It is because they have not passed from the brokenness stage. Therefore, an ingredient is missing in their lives. In the book of Mark, there was a certain woman who came into the house of Simeon, the leper, where Jesus was in Bethany. Leper? Oh, that's it.
Leper.
Yeah. This woman was in possession of a very precious thing, an alabaster flask of spikenard. It is a very expensive and rare substance extracted from a variety of bearded grass growing in India. This flask of spikenard had cost the woman about 300 days of labor. Many years might this woman have worked to save money to buy it when some merchants came to her village, maybe once a year. She bought some this year, some next year, and so on. When the flask was filled, she sealed it and kept it to anoint her bridegroom on the day of their wedding. But the Bible says that she broke the flask, her life of sacrifice, and poured the spikenard on the head of Jesus. The people were mad at her. She gave to Jesus the most precious and valuable thing that a woman could possess and reserved for her husband to be. For the perfume to be exuded, the flask had to be broken. For the calamus to elude its sweet fragrance.
So the flask had to be what?
Broken.
Broken.
It had to be what?
Broken.
Broken.
So if it wasn't broken, it couldn't what?
It couldn't smell the fragrance.
So we have to be what?
Broken.
Broken. For what?
We have to be bruised and broken. For one's life to be pleasurable and acceptable to God's carrier of his anointing, one must be broken.
Right.
The calamus must always stand erect in muddy waters. It speaks about pride. Pride can prevent you from experiencing brokenness. As long as a person keeps pride, he cannot carry a high level of the anointing in his life.
So what was wrong with the people?
They had pride.
Pride.
We need to say, hey, you have noticed many people I have in my church. How much money I have in the bank, the car I'm driving. I don't preach to small churches. I preach only in big ones. I don't submit to anyone, sir. I am the authority. We must change that kind of attitude. It is pride, sir. I call it by this name. Get rid of pride, or you will stop the flow of God's anointing in your life.
All right. You have to stop what?
It's with a pride.
This doesn't really matter who's right or who's wrong.
No.
Why do we do that?
Because of why?
So, this thing that happens, that we do, God is being at the forefront so we can understand that's
right.
That's right. Now, did Moses argue with Korah? No.
No.
He told Moses what to do.
Right. Mm-hmm. God says in his word that he will consider, have pleasure, and respect favorably him who has been broken.
What?
That's wrong.
God says in his word that he will consider, have pleasure, and respect favorably him who has been broken.
Understand this. Five loaves and two fishes. Blessed
yes.
the Lord until the bread was broken.
Right.
Yes.
For it seems to me that God has made an exhibit of us, apostles.
Paul, watch this. Now, if you want the anointing, this look what they were going through, the ones who carry the anointing.
Right.
And then, when you see how they were living, you would think that they wasn't.
Right.
Because
but they didn't have no anointing.
The anointing mixed up with what? Prosperity.
Right.
Yes.
Must be
yes.
anointed because he's driving a Rolls Royce. He must be anointed.
Right.
Look at that little house. He's anointed.
Right. For it seems to me that God has made an exhibit of us apostles, exposing us to view, last of all, like men in
triumphal professions
who are sentenced to death and displayed at the end of the line. For we have become a spectacle to the world, a show in the world's amphitheater with both men and angels as spectators. We are looked upon as fools on account of Christ for his sake. But you are supposedly so amazingly wise and prudent in Christ. We are weak, but you are so very strong. You are highly esteemed, but we are in disrepute and contempt. So this hour we have gone both hungry and thirsty.
What?
We habitually wear.
Habitually
wear but one undergarment and shiver in the cold.
What?
We are roughly knocked about and wander around homeless.
What?
And we still toil unto weariness for our living, working hard with our own hands. When men revile us, that is, wound us with an accursed sting, we bless them. When we are persecuted, we take it personal, patiently, and endure it. When we are slandered and defamed, we try to answer softly and bring comfort. We have been made and are now the rubbish and filth of the world, the off-warning of all things, the scum of the earth.
Are you kidding? Now, that's totally opposite of what I see.
Yes. I remember a pastor of a church saying, how is it that a man of God has to have holes in his hand? And we all know who that person was, it's that pastor. a man of God shouldn't have to walk around with a suit that's not fitting well and driving a car that's all broken down. I remember those words.
But you know what? You're looking for me.
Yes. Yes.
You are looked upon as full on the account of Christ or his faith.
Last time I checked, Jesus didn't have a Rolls Royce, an airplane.
Nope.
He didn't have no closet full of different clothes or shoes.
Come
on
now.
He rode on a donkey.
They said they wore the overguard garment. That's all they wore.
He only had one.
One.
One undergarment.
No, he ain't anointed. No, not him.
Look at how he looked.
Wait a minute, his brothers and sisters among us? That can't be him. And they said, the last part, it says, it is the scum of the
earth. That's how man perceives the Lord's anointed.
But that's how men.
In the cold.
Oh, man. Because
he's in the cold now.
Right. But that's how men perceive the Messiah.
Yes.
We have this example. It opens your eyes. Because the very person we see is just low.
The glitter and the bling.
Those are the ones who are
Right.
Broken.
Because they no longer seek man's approval.
Thank you.
Yes.
But I want, but he began with this. He said that what it seems to me is God has made an exhibit of us apostles.
Right.
God did it. Because why? He didn't want the world to, just like see, you have to understand, man has a bad habit of serving man and worshiping man.
And they have a bad habit of wanting man's approval.
Yeah, they have a bad, it's terrible. Now, he brought them really low. Huh.
Yeah.
I'm the one, not him. They're carrying the anointing. God has chose the foolish thing, the base thing. To confound the wise.
So
God chose you, you foolish, you base,
yep.
And you reject. Huh? But we want the anointed.
And you lonely and misunderstood.
Yes. You're lonely because everybody's misunderstood. They don't know who you are.
And homeless.
Hey, it's kind of funny.
Like you said, they people view someone blessed as someone being prosperous.
Someone's anointing is viewed as you, the person that's truly anointed by the thing that they acquire.
Right.
They do.
by the things that they possess.
But what they're doing is they are attributing being blessed and favored with being anointed.
And Jesus said, "Don't stir up treasures on the earth."
On the earth.
Did he say that?
Right.
What are we doing? Want to be like Mike? That's the problem. You don't want to be like Mike, boy. So we have to begin to. We want the anointing, but we have to go.
Mhm.
All right.
1 Corinthians 4:9-13. In other words, Paul said, "We have lost our reputation. We have not the approval of man. We have been broken." But God is saying, you who have lost your reputation, you who have been broken,
yes,
you who are not approved by man, I, God, am taking over. You now have approval.
Yes.
My anointing over your life is my approval.
Yes.
I am regarding you with pleasure. I respect you, and I will continuously bestow my favor on you.
Hello.
Continuously.
Now, we just a favor.
With anointing.
With material things.
Yeah,
material things.
With material things.
The favor in what?
The favor
because
is.
No hell or know who you are.
Right.
Come out of that man. They'll know who you are. That's the favor. You can't take his leave. That's the favor.
No, favor is grace.
Right.
Yes.
It means favor.
Okay.
Right. And that's what he said. So number five is the literal.
It's not much. For anything that you call that word. Houses and cars and things
like that. Material things.
Prosperity. Prosperity.
Right. No, because they said the five ingredients and the number five meaning grace. And grace means favor.
Yeah.
That's what it means, favor. And now we're on cassia.
Yes, cassia.
Cassia is the aromatic bark of a tree growing in Arabia. It is often used for some doctors as medicine. Cassia is derived from a Hebrew root word, quade, meaning to
quade.
Blend. Quada, meaning to
quade.
Blend, to bow, or
bow.
To
bow.
Bow down then before the strong hand of God. He will raise you up when it's time to deliver you come. 1 Peter 5:6. Cassia speaks of humility. Pride is not an influence. It is a demon spirit trying to destroy the life of the people of God. Earlier, when I wrote on Salamis, I spoke briefly on pride. But in this part of the study, we will go a step further. Over all pride of earth, he reigns supreme. When you study this chapter of Job, you will notice that the writer was speaking about
Leviathan.
Leviathan. It is said that he reigns supreme over all the pride of the earth. then all who are tolerating pride in their lives are making Leviathan a sea monster. Sea monster.
Master.
Their master. What?
Their master.
The man who hopes to master him will be delusion.
Disillusion.
At the sight of him, a person is paralyzed. Leviathan is paralyzing homes, businesses, ministries. So pride, it is stopping the flow of life and bringing magnificence. No human being can master the king of pride. When wild, he grows
ferocious.
No one can face him in a fight. Leviathan means a withered animal.
Reed.
As a reed.
Reed.
Reed. A reed animal such as a serpent, a crocodile, or a large sea monster. He speaks about Satan himself. Reed to encircle or adorn with the scales of pride. When one is anointed, he is rubbed with the very presence of God. But when one who allows pride in his heart, he is rubbed with the scales of Leviathan, which are pride, unduly high opinions of one's own quality or merits, arrogance, overbearance, so, and
exaggerated
feeling of one's superiority, contention, and assertion made in arguing, boasting, speaking of oneself in such a manner to impress people, pride of oneself and looking down on others, witchcraft, misuse of spiritual power to control others, control, the power of resistance, the power of restraint, manipulation to influence craftily in order to cause others to ruin one's purpose.
Domination.
To have a commanding or controlling influence over. Okay, stop there. I thought it was going on. Rebellion. Refusing allegiance to an established government. Open resistance to righteousness, authority, stubbornness, not easy to deal with. Stubbornness leads to rebellion. Rebellion leads to pride, and pride leads to destruction. Submission is the path to humility, and humility is the path to promotion. A continuous walk in humility will cause a double portion of God's anointing to flow in an individual's life.
You want a double portion?
Want a double portion.
Strength has made a home in his neck. Fear leaps before him as he goes. Job 41:22. Fear is a companion of pride. One who is prideful also has fear in his life. One who leans totally upon the Lord is not afraid. For I know thy rebellion and thy stiff neck. Deuteronomy 3:27. The strength of Leviathan resides in it. When someone is stubborn, stiff-necked, Satan controls his strength, and the flow of God's anointing in his life commences to be dry. If someone has gray areas in his life, God will speak to him many times for him to make readjustments and to repent. If this person disobeys and becomes stiff-necked, it will lead him to rebellion. Then the door will be open for a Leviathan to roll the seed.
Oh, it should be sow. I was looking for that today.
Oh, to sow the seed of pride. When pride seed is full of its destruction will begin. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again, so they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for the battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies. Psalms 18:37-40. God has given to us the neck of Leviathan. When we walk in humility, we will walk in the anointing and the yoke in our lives. Olive oil. The olive oil was one of the main tree crops of ancient Israel. It was during the month of November that the olives were plucked, picked, and pressed for oil. Olive trees can stand for long periods of drought. They take 2 years to mature, and then the fruit ripens slowly. The olives are placed on a grooved stone wheel,
yes.
And another stone is turned over them, which is worked by a beam. The pulp is then pressed under weight. The oil runs to stone vats, where it is then left for some time to settle and clear. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, Matthew 4:1-2. Remember that the olive trees can stand for long periods of drought, and the olive must be pressed under weight to obtain the oil. 40 has a spiritual meaning, probation and trial. Okay. The oil from the olive speak of probation by trial. After Jesus had the time of probation by trial in the wilderness, he came out victorious and started his miraculous ministry. To remind you, I told you earlier that there is a price to pay to carry a high level of anointing. You will lose your reputation by those you consider as friends, and you can be abandoned by everyone around you. It will seem as if you are living in the wilderness, but you will be able, by God's grace, to stand long periods of drought. Not many have passed the test of the wilderness. God, you got that right.
What?
Maybe I want the low level. I think I want the low level. Can I have a low level? Because that wilderness is kind of hard, boy. 40? Woo!
Long periods of drought.
Wow. Wow.
Jesus said,
yeah.
Right. Lord.
Not for himself. He laid down his life.
Mm-hmm.
If you lay down your life, right,
yes.
That means for what? Get the anointing that would help you.
Yes.
Right. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And you know what? This is so selfless. Because is for you to strive to be obedient, to humble yourself, to lose your reputation, and knowing that you're not doing it for you.
You're doing it for your brother.
Right.
That's a good thing.
That in itself is so honorable.
So,
you have nothing to gain.
True salvation.
That's just not a self gain. Being selfless.
Yes.
True salvation is to make sure that you all say, I'm saved. But true salvation is with everybody.
Yes,
right.
And that you were, like you say, what is it easy? It takes one to, what is it?
Each one reach one.
One reach one, yes.
If each one reach one, we'll all be saved.
That's right.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Wow, that is... He says, not many have passed the test of the wilderness. He got that right.
But we want the anointing.
But we want the... That's what we were saying. When we say we want the anointing, we really don't know what we're asking. Because when we say the anointing, that's when all this is going to really start coming into our lives. The drought, you know, all of this starts coming into our lives.
The loss of reputation, the misunderstood, the... Rejection.
Loneliness.
And I see myself as my lifestyle right now, I'm in this whole thing. Everything I'm reading, I'm identifying with it. Because...
So what does that show you, sis? What does that tell you about you? That you're anointed. And now it's making sense what I'm going through. God is showing me
this. That's why Van said God spoke to him and said, we need to know about anointing and the power. And I agreed. And
yes.
I said, I'm in agreement. I said, you're right. And because he said, try the spirit by the spirit. And my thing is that all God is saying, this is what you're going through. You're going through the fire. You're going through this. You're going through that. This is why you're alone. This is why this is not happening yet. This is why. Because you have asked for something. And now
yes.
I'm showing you the price you have to pay to have
pay
it.
To have it. Yes. You got it, sis.
It's like this. I'm my prison minister. Well, you got to be anointed for that.
God kept blocking the class. Every time I tried to get into the class to get my chaplaincy, he kept blocking it. I even paid the money, and the people never responded, and they sent me my money back.
Wow.
And I said, God, I thought you wanted me to do this. He said, I did, but you need to know about what you're doing
first.
You need to know about what the price you're about to pay. See, you just jump it all in and hit, ready to go. It's a price.
It's a price, yes.
Be purified.
Yes.
Right, and I hadn't even gone through the process for him to prepare me to do it.
Yes.
I didn't have the anointing that I needed to do it. That's why God was blocking me from doing it. I was like, well, God, I want to do it, but everything I went through online, it wasn't right. Something was happening. It wasn't. Nobody wasn't taking my phone calls. They wasn't calling me back. I was like, I guess God don't want me to do it.
No, he does.
Right.
You have to understand the anointing.
I didn't know.
Anointed to do it.
Right.
You see, people just think you have to be ordained.
Exactly. No.
You
can
be ordained and not be anointed.
Right.
And then... Spirit's going to jump on you, like the seven sons of Eli.
Like it. I ain't with all that. I don't know. Right. And something like happened to me, and I was so broken, and I was so hurt, and I was so everything. And God is, and there she goes, she getting it, she getting it. And I was, and when I went through it, I was so humble. I was so, it hurt me so bad, but I was so humble. When you're broken, about for royal service, are marked documents. They don't need the approval of man. That's why they, and they are always disapproved by those who are governed by the flesh.
Say what?
Always disapproved by those who are governed by the flesh. Get used to it. And blend them into, let me see, I'll skip a page along 13. Yeah, I'll go 14. And blend them into sacred anointed oil. Exodus 30 and 25. According to the instructions of God to Moses, after the principal spices have been prepared, they will be blended with olive oil. The essential element for the blending process. By the help of my best friend, the Holy Spirit, I have given what I believe are the spiritual applications of the spices in an individual's life. After these characteristics have been formed in one's life through submission and total obedience unto God,
What did Jesus say? I do all those things.
Which please my Father.
Because I'm walking in a
total obedience.
And full anointing.
Yep. He said, through submission and total obedience unto God, then he or she will be found fit to be blended by the
apothecary.
And after the blending process, everyone will be able to notice the mark of God's approval upon an individual's life. And ointment compound after the art of the apothecary priest.
Apothecary.
There are some individuals who always try to make the anointing through gimmicks, and this does not last. It can be made only by the Master Apothecary, the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Neither shall ye make any other like it. I'm going to let them think about
the Holy Spirit.
Because people be putting that in oil on you.
I'm going to say it again. You cannot copy the Holy Spirit.
No.
You can.
No. Because he didn't in the beginning. He said people were trying to sell it. Then he said something about that.
He said this. He said it's one thing that does not forget them that what last thing.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Right. He said, neither shall you make any other like it.
Mm-hmm.
After the composition of it.
So even though we're learning, we can't go and say, okay, we're going to get this much and this much and put it together. We cannot even do that.
No.
It's spiritual.
Right. It is. It's not physical. So we can't go to Asia and get that, and we can't go to Arabia and get a little bit of that.
Watch this, you guys. When God was talking to Moses about getting everything, don't you think Moses knew what it represented?
Right. Yeah, he did.
He knew what it represented. Moses knew that Christ was coming. He said it.
Right.
It's one that's coming. He's coming. He's like unto me. He said that.
Right.
So he knew the Messiah was coming. He knew. about the Holy Spirit, and he knew that the anointing and all everything, all the ingredients of the anointed oil was a symbol of something that was coming.
Mm-hmm.
He understood that.
Mm-hmm. The next line is kind of scary.
Yes, it is.
He said, the anointing is not to serve fleshly ends.
Uh-huh.
Doing such things is like holding a time bomb.
Or dynamite
in one's hands. With your motive is to make yourself well known,
mm-hmm.
then you have missed the mark.
Yeah.
Upon man's flesh shall it not be poured.
Hello.
When the word of God has fullness of authority in our hearts, and we are not following the voice of carnal reason, then the dear master
apothecary
is not hindered by fleshly end, for whatsoever putteth any of it upon a stranger shall even be cut off from his people. Exodus 30:33.
That's what he told Moses.
One can be in the church and still be unsaved, just as a man in a garage is not a car. He will never walk in the anointing. That ends chapter 2 of the Bible study, Carriers of God's Anointing. We will conclude with chapter 3 when we resume in 2 weeks. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Okay, Van, go ahead.
About what? I just hope you got something out of the
last. I'm true to the last, and I thank the Holy Spirit for now God is revealing to us who the Holy Spirit is, what it is, what it consists of, what the anointing is. He's given us clarity on what the anointing is, and he's showing us the price we have to pay to have it.
What to expect
is the price.
Yes.
That you have to pay, and he's also showing us the danger of misusing it.
Yes. He's also showing us too that we're not to put into this mixture of those five elements. We're not there to be applied spiritually and not naturally.
Right. And I just let somebody put some oil on my head about 2 weeks ago. Man, I was saying, man, Lucy, with that, you can't put that on me no more. Oh, I just had somebody put that oil on my head. And I was in church all day with this big old grease spot on the middle of my forehead.
You think you was anointed? You think you were anointed because you put that oil on me?
You put
another
big grease pot up there, and you said, "Oh, man,
I'm so
anointed
now."
You
put anointed. You just greased. Yeah, I was just easy. That's what I was, and I went out, and I looked in the car, when I was walking, I was looking in the window. I said, man, I had this big old grease pot on my forehead all day.
Have your house been blessed? Have your house been blessed?
Yeah, man, you know.
What? Someone to put the wrong fragrance together. crazy. Yeah, I'm telling you. Am I right? Am I right about it? You know, I'm right about it.
Because I did it. That's what I'm telling you.
You did it, huh? I'll get my house back. A year later, you some floors. You show up fast.
I did it.
And the man
that helped me get to the the minister that blessed the house is the man one that helped us get divorced.
Y'all was blessed. So you have to watch.
You know, I was looking here. Remember, I was asking that question about in chapter 4. Because we'll be able to go through 3 and 4, at least 3 and 4 in a couple of weeks. It tells about the levels of anointing.
Right?
Tells about it.
Yeah, we went through, I think we did go through.
We did 1 and 2 tonight.
Yeah, but we went through chapter 3 as well. We did chapter 3.
So we didn't go through, when should I go to chapter 3?
Huh?
Yeah, go on to chapter 3. When did you guys go through chapter 3?
I thought we did.
No.
No, we didn't.
No, you said tonight when you started, you said we stopped with the ingredients. And
yeah.
That was in chapter 2. So you started with chapter 1 and we did 1 and 2. So now we know we're on chapter 3.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, like I said, my whole...
Oh, definitely.
You go through a lot of trials.
Yes.
Purifying.
Right.
Purifying.
And obedience is cinnamon. And brokenness is calamus. That's calamus.
Yes.
You find out. Talking about
Leviathan. And that, and it was there in Egypt because it said that it was a serpent, and Leviathan is pride. And that's where we found out when we had it the Bible study 2 weeks ago. But it was pride because Eve said,
in the garden.
It was pride.
Yes, in the garden. It was pride.
That's what
the
serpent was in the garden, Leviathan.
And that's what the serpent is. That's what the serpent is.
Right.
Pride. Yes.
That's Satan.
I heard, I think it may have even been George Myers this morning talking about the thorn in the flesh. The thorn in the flesh. And that she didn't know what the thorn in the flesh was. The thorn in the flesh. But if you read the scripture that she read associated with that about, you know, of the Lord said to my great position, you could see that would be pride because of all the knowledge that he had. The Lord,
right.
Because of all the knowledge that he was given. And he said, my great position.
Yep.
Because we call him
Knowledge of In other words, that's where we get it twisted, because we think that all that we have, that it comes from us. But
yes.
The rule is that, but once you realize, you know what, water doesn't know anything. It's the spirit. When you go and lay hands on someone, that person is healed. It's not you. You're just a vessel. Just like the, it would be like a milk carton being all pumped up because it's containing milk. And the milk is poured for it, from it to nourish somebody else. It's just a vessel. To hold the milk.
God, he allowed us to see vessels. Because if you drink that water out of that bottle, do you just save it?
No.
You toss it in the garbage or recycle it?
Right, yep.
So it don't get it recycled. It gets a little bit of it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The Bible just warns to him that a man thinketh more than he ought to.
As he ought, yeah. Right.
That he's something when he is nothing.
Right. Yes.
So we have to walk in humility, obedience. It comes all around. That's what that boss is.
Yes.
4 years that we worked with, I call it 4 years. Everybody.
Everyone.
Walking
yes.
in humility and obedience
oh,
to God.
Yes.
And that's.
Uh-huh.
That is the
right.
Like I said, I just thank God for everyone. This is the Bible.
Yes, and a little
bit. 2 weeks. We will.
Yes. Lord, just hold on just a second. Lord, we come this evening, Father God, just thanking you, Lord, for your word, for your wisdom. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for continuously leading us to all truth. We ask for this life, Father God, that you continue to watch over us as we sleep. Father God, that you continue, Father God, tonight to not for us to learn how to walk in the anointing, Father God. Not just to be carriers of the anointing and to walk in the anointing, Father God. Allow us to apply it to our hearts and to our minds, Father God. And Lord, continue to watch over our children and keep them safe, Lord. Continue to teach us so we can teach others, Lord. And we ask all these things in your darling Son, Jesus Christ's name, do we pray. And we just say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, you guys have a blessed evening. I'll listen for you on the prayer line in the morning.